You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Kari Anderson. Coming up, we'll hear from our art hounds. But first, it's the weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
If you use up a good-sized chunk of brainwaves each day trying to come up with the next cool podcast, you're not alone. Actor Chris Flockton, who moved from New York City to rural Vermont 5 years ago, had to think out of the box, out of the barn, and off the stage to come up with his live theater podcast, Amy's Horse. And Chris joins me now from our studios in Norwich to tell us more.
Hi, Mary. Lovely to be here.
And for listeners who might be detecting an accent, you're originally from...
I was born in Scotland and I grew up in Liverpool and have lived over here for quite a long time. My accent is really from nowhere. I just tell people I'm from Vermont and that confuses them mightily.
Take us back to 5 years ago. You wanted to create a theater company.
Yeah, that was sort of the idea after I moved up here with my wife and young son, and I do a lot of voiceover work, and that I can do wherever I am. But I found myself very quickly missing the theater community and the people I'd known over the 16 years I spent in New York, and racked my brain about how I could sort of stay relevant and involved. And my old friend and frequent collaborator Brian O'Neill and I thought we would start a theater company up here. And we had in mind a series of staged readings that we do during the summer. And we had this sort of romantic notion of bringing actors up here from the city, and they're all sitting around a makeshift table in my barn rehearsing while my wife Amy's horse snuffled around in the background. We referred to the project affectionately as Amy's Horse. Now, it didn't happen, partly because, you know, starting a new theater company from the ground up is a huge undertaking. And also there are people right here in this neck of the woods who are doing the same sort of work and doing it remarkably well. Last spring, it just struck me to use the technology I use day to day to do voiceovers. Why not record actors using that technology? That's what we do. And the project changed slightly, but of course, there was never any question that it would be called Amy's Horse.
And why do you choose to perform new works?
It's partly a practical decision, because new works are generally unpublished works, and unpublished works don't have the complications of rights and so on and so forth. But from a more artistic point of view, I wanted to do something that encouraged emerging playwrights and playwrights whose voices otherwise might not be heard. We solicit new scripts through playwriting groups, and we get these wonderful submissions, honestly, from all around the world. We've had submissions from as close as New Hampshire and as far away as Australia. Some of them are comedic, some of them are dramatic. And what we look for are plays that obviously are great pieces of writing, have small casts, because that's also practical, but also plays that fit with our particular format. This is basically reimagining radio theater for the 21st century.
And how do you find actors?
A lot of them are people that I've come to know over my 16 years in New York. So because there's not an audition process for Amy's Horse, we go out to people who we know. And if we don't know somebody, then we go to somebody who knows them. It's sort of casting by 6 degrees of separation. And at the end of every show, I say, you know, actors, if you're interested in being a part of this project, submit yourself. And we take that very seriously. I love meeting new actors and considering them for roles on Amy's Horse.
You've chosen a work. You've got your actors. Then what happens?
We all gather online using an online collaboration tool. And when we're ready, we just start reading the script. Obviously, we want a performance level, but I encourage actors to treat it like they would a theater rehearsal. And then when we're all happy with it, we take a pause. And then we do sort of the chat portion of the podcast. I always envisioned it as if we were sitting around in somebody's living room reading a play, then afterwards we might sit around and have a glass of wine and just chat about the play and about the other things that people are working on. And that's very much the format that takes. Mm. And then when we're done, we all sign off, and then I get to work editing it all together.
And you have actors who are on television shows, in film, on stage. What do you think the draw is for them?
I think that actors are by nature sort of adventurous and inquisitive people. when I go to somebody and say, hey, we're doing this really new thing, plus you get to do it from your living room in your pajamas, I think that's actually quite an attractive proposition. And plus they get to work on exciting new pieces. We've been lucky enough to work with, you know, 18 fantastic playwrights and, as of my last count, 44 different actors. This is sort of the definition right now of art for art's sake, not a commercial venture. This is my passion project. Do I think it would make a wonderful radio show, perhaps on, public radio? Yes, I do. And it's been produced from day one to sound like something you might hear on public radio. If you ask any podcaster, it's all about finding your audience. And we are working, you know, every day to find our audience. So I think broadening our audience is very important to this venture.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for taking some time out and letting us know more about the podcast Amy's Horse.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
That's Hartford actor Chris Flockton. To hear the Amy's Horse podcast, visit vpr.net.